Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me the hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romoran, and Chino Liao coming to you for a special audio-only episode which we could not have done without the help of our friends from Centaur Marketing and WWE PR, because for this episode, we get to talk to the new NXT UK champion, Ilya Dragunov, and one half of the Raw Tag Team champions, Riddle. Sobra sa inyong interview, and we'll get to that in a bit. But first, we know you're all hungry for some wrestling. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening to this podcast. And we're pretty sure some of you are feeling the hunger. Worry not, because Minute Burger is here to save you from tapping out from an empty stomach. Fix yourself a snack and order all-time faves like their bacon cheeseburger and the black pepper burger via their website at www.mbgo.ph. That's www.mbgo.ph. You can get the kitchen table ready because MB is giving a max of 50 pesos discount on all big-time burgers if you purchase through their website tonight. And delete your burger cravings, order online, and pick up conveniently only with MB Go. Yeah, so big time tayo for this episode of the Wrestling Podcast.
Ganda ng spiel.
Yeah, shout out to Derek Vicente for putting that together.
Yeah, that was really nice. I could not have done it better myself.
Next week, you guest na namin siya, no? When you guest kami, guest na namin si MVP. Sponsor ng tayo ng Smart. Wrestling fan din daw siya.
That would be the dream, right? You know, we've been manifesting the road to Batista, and the road to Batista has taken us to these stops. And I gotta say, before we talk to Ilya Dragunov and Riddle, guys, I'm really proud that we got to do these interviews with them.
Yeah, sobrang gulat tayo last week when all of a sudden WWE PR and Centaur Marketing messaged us to tell us that we'd be getting these interviews. So that's yung mga plans natin, but in a good way, because you are getting this exclusive interviews with big WWE stars.
Sulit yung gising, for the early morning call.
Exactly.
And getting to talk to WWE superstars is just a blessing, really.
Yeah. So we're really excited for you to hear these interviews with Ilya Dragunov and Riddle. So let's start it off with our conversation with the Tsar, the new NXT UK champion. Here's our conversation with Ilya Dragunov. Really psyched to get to this interview with the new NXT UK champion, the Tsar, Ilya Dragunov. Ilya, congratulations on being the new NXT UK champion. And I've got to ask, you're the most intense superstar we've seen in quite a while. So what life experiences do you tap into to be at 110% from the moment you make that entrance?
Everything I remember is the life I have. Everything I experienced in my life brought me to the point where I became the most intense person you will ever see in WWE. It's as simple as that. Like, I am a symbol for struggle. I am like a performer of pure passion. Everything I do and everything that people see from me is something that matters, something that people feel and remember. That makes the difference about me compared to anybody else.
I want to ask about your first United Kingdom Championship match with Volta last year, last October. What was that like? Did you guys go out there and have a mindset that we're going to put on a match of the year candidate over here?
That's something I actually think about. Like, to be very honest, putting performances out like this is something natural for me, because there is no day in my life where I don't think like I'm going out and give less than more than 100%. There's no performance where I go less in my energy level. Like, Ilya Dragunov as a persona is a pure energy. Because I know that if I don't deliver everything I have, then how can I can make the difference? How can people connect to me if I don't give 100%? Because people want to see energy. People want to see something that is merely not human. And the amount of energy I put into the ring is definitely not human. And especially the match with Walter, we both have the capability to deliver something that is so special and so different to anybody else that we don't need to hold back. No.
So I'd like to speak to your chemistry with Walter. You guys have intense history going as far back as the Indies. Can you describe what you guys talk about before the match progresses from both the Indie side to now in your NXT career?
There's actually not a lot of difference there. Like, everything that happened in a match between us is natural. Like, we don't expect to do anything else than we did before. And this is the good part about this, because there was no big change from the Indies to the big WWE stage, because we always did what was natural for us. That's physicality, a high technical ability, an ability to tell a story through struggle, through pain, and deliver something like this in that authentic way. That's the reason why everybody's talking about our matches.
Did you have to make any adjustments when you jumped onto NXT UK?
No. And that's the wonderful thing about this. I had all the freedom in the world. And this is something beautiful. Like, I never had to get to the point where I think I need to do adjustments. Of course, there were some ways where I need to transform what I do, maybe do a bit less there and a bit more on the other side. But all down the way, I've been the same person who is just progressing and doing everything I can do good, even better.
Yeah, you mentioned the physicality and how hard-hitting your style is. And does it worry you that it might put a bigger toll on your body down the road? Because there are fans and wrestlers who say that that style might be dangerous in the long term.
I definitely think that you need to be definitely a tough person for this. But this is something that is actually not a big problem for me, because I believe people should do what they're talented in. Like, make your strength even stronger. And my strength is that I recover very well and I can take very well. Of course, I will feel something maybe later in my life, because giving 100% every time is something that your body needs to handle. But I don't see a big risk in this. I see more that I want to give the people what they deserve. And the people deserve, especially the WWE audience, deserve the best I have and the best from my biggest strengths I have.
Ilya, you mentioned your recovery earlier and how you recover better than other wrestlers. So what's your recovery period like, especially after a hard-hitting match like you had with Walter?
My recovery period is actually pretty simple. If I'm in the ring, I give 100%. But right after this, there's nothing more beautiful I can think of than just to get home to my son and my wife. So I'm a very peaceful person in my private life. I like to have a very easy, relaxed time being out in the nature to play with my son, spend a beautiful time with my wife. I really don't put a lot of thoughts into my job when I'm at home. So I work my hours. But then I enjoy everything I can just to keep as much time as possible with my family, because this is really the point of my recovery. Because if I get home, this is a special feeling I don't want to miss. So I'm always happy. I'm completely fulfilled when I'm home, recover completely well, and then I can go through the roof if I step into the ring.
I want to switch gears a little bit here and ask about your character, because you are a Russian hero, but traditionally in pro wrestling, Russian and Eastern European wrestlers are portrayed as cartoon villains. What do you think of that, and how does that make you feel?
Let's say it another way. I'm so happy to break this stereotype.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely happy to break this stereotype, because I think we need more deepness in what we're doing. There's no stereotypes anymore, because we are natural persons, and we can make people connected to through the feelings we have and we express in the ring. So I'm so happy that the audience get what I'm all about, because I'm a lot more than just Russian. I'm a person who fights with his will. I'm a person who struggles, and people can especially connect to struggle because we all struggle in life. But the way how we handle it describes who we are. And I think if people see me perform, if they see how I go through struggle, they think about themselves, how they struggle sometimes in life. And I think I can give people hope because I, like you can see, my will is carrying me through all of this. And on this very natural and human way that the people started to like me, that I'm not a typical heel because I'm Russian or whatever. This is something that is really filling me with pride.
What are your career goals here in WWE? Like, do you see yourself on Raw and SmackDown, or are you already happy with being in NXT?
I like to say, like, never say never. Like, I showed already that I can deliver on any level, just simply like that, because I have something unique to offer that nobody else can do. So there's definitely an audience that needs to see what I do, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I'm absolutely happy to be at this point, the biggest person on NXT UK to represent this brand in a proper way. I'm very happy about this position, and I'm very happy to being able to start my own legacy because I step in a very big footsteps. So at this point of time, I'm completely happy where I am. But if there is any other possibility, any other chance, you can definitely rely on that I will deliver.
All right.
All right. So for our last question to wrap this up in a nice little bow, now that you're at the top of the mountain, it's the NXT UK champion, are there other people aside from Walter that you are looking to face?
So like we saw yesterday with the brand new era of NXT, there was a new champion was crowned, Ciampa, a very hard hitter. But let's say that way, everywhere where there is a hard hitter, there's me who can hit harder.
I love it.
Nice.
Love that.
Let's go. Thank you so much, Perfect. Ilya.
Thank
All
you
the
so
best.
Much.
Congratulations and have a good one.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Thanks again to Ilya Dragunov for hanging out with us here on the Wrestling Podcast. And if you're enjoying all this content we're putting out, then you can support the Wrestling Podcast by being a WWP patron. So, Ro, let's tell them about the patron program.
Guys, pay-per-view time na naman. It's going to be Extreme Rules on Monday, Manila time, without any Extreme Rules matches so far. So if you want to jump on the watch party with us, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon. That is patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos, you get access to our Discord community. You get access to our exclusive content. You get free merch and all that good stuff. You can also get some free episodes of Heels if you want. And all you got to do is subscribe, really, to our Patreon. Again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as 250.
And you can also support the podcast through your online shopping at no extra cost to you if you do it with our friends over on Lazada.
All you got to do is use our affiliate link for Lazada. It is podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM. Use that on your mobile browser before you add to cart and check out. And what you buy will help us do what we do here on the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
What's up, boomers? This is Usopp on Retro.
Hey, what's up? I'm Sonya.
Hey, my name's Ron.
Yo, we're boomers and we love to talk about video games and otaku culture, and we're from the Philippines.
Catch us live on the Kumu app every Saturday at 5 p.m. and the podcast every Monday at 8 a.m.
Catch your nerds there!
If you're a podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, we want to share with you a tool that we use to help monetize our podcast. It's called Podmetrics.
You may have heard about it before, but let me tell you now, Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands just like we do here on the Wrestling Podcast and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly so you can maximize your earning potential.
Not just that, you can also track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description of this podcast episode and use our referral code, Wrestling2XPod. That's Wrestling, number 2XPOD, so you can monetize your podcast too. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, bro.
What up, dude?
Hey, bro. Is your WWE run everything you hoped it would be right now?
You know, I think it's still the beginning of my run, and I think I've done a lot of great stuff, a lot of cool things. You know, I've been the United States champion already, and now I'm RK-Bro with Randy Orton. We're the current WWE Raw Tag Team Champion. I mean, the crowds are loving it. I'm loving the reactions we're getting. And I mean, yeah, I'm pretty juicy about how everything's going so far. I mean, but I always want to shoot for the stars. You know how it is, bro.
I'd just like to ask about your comedic sensibilities here, because over the past few years in the WWE, you've had such a great chemistry with guys like Orton and Pete Dunne in NXT. So can you talk to me about why you think that works so well on screen?
I think, you know, whenever you see people on screen, for the most part, it's a group of people that have a lot of interests or a lot of common things, you know, like they have a lot of personality traits that are similar, you know, while when you mix that, you know, yin and yang, you know, when you got me and Randy or me and Pete, they're so serious. I mean, Randy lights people on fire. I mean, Pete's the bros away. He's always breaking fingers. And then you got the bro. I mean, I can kick your head off, you know, or maybe choke you out, but I ride a scooter and I'm kind of goofy. So, you know, so I think just a drastic, especially outside the ring, because, you know, in pro wrestling, most people are like, you know, I'm going to beat you up and there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm more like, bro, do you think you can beat me, dude? You know you can't, you know, and it's true. So I think I just have that personality, that demeanor, and that's what makes me different and what makes me work so well with the more serious wrestlers that we have, you know, and entertainers.
Bro, I'm sorry, I had to get that in. I have to ask about one of the most memorable TV segments from this year when you scooted up to Asuka and then everything just went blank. What did Asuka say after that? What did Vince or Kevin Dunn or Michael Hayes say when you got to the back?
You know, I was already in the back, fortunately. I'll give you the rundown. Me and Asuka had our moment. Maybe I was supposed to say a little bit more, you know. But Asuka said sorry to me, like she messed up. And I was like, nah, it's all good. It was all me. But then I talked to everybody. And because of my demeanor, and if you've ever talked to me in real life, there's sometimes I'm talking, I'm going, and I'm like, wait, what was I just talking about? And I forget stuff mid-sentence all the time. So technically, I was being true to my character. So, but that's how it went down. But everybody from Pritchard to Dunn to Vince, everybody thought it was hilarious, especially the way Asuka reacted. Yeah, she's precious, and her reaction was precious as well. And then I got to the locker room in the back, though, and Randy, this is before me and Randy were tagging. Randy goes, I don't know if that was planned, but that was your best promo yet, Riddle. And I was like, bro. So that was that incident, but it was fun. It was a good night.
Hey, thank you for giving us that moment and that segment, bro.
No problem, bro.
So from the talk about chemistry with other wrestlers, I want to tackle a little bit of the other side. Can you describe to us what your first meeting with Bill Goldberg was like? And how is that relationship now?
You know, the first time we met, we weren't too fond of one another. I'm not a huge fan. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan now, but I'm not a huge fan of Bill's wrestling, you know, and I think he wasn't happy with some of the remarks and statements I made. So, you know, I didn't see him. He saw me, he gave me a little shoulder tackle, but, you know, I didn't go down, just spun me around. And I was like, oh man, there's Bill Goldberg. And Shane McMahon's down the hall. There's a bunch of people. I'm not trying to fight Bill right now. I got to go do some talking. He's got to wrestle Dolph, but he wasn't happy. And I was just like, hey man, it's just my opinion. Not a huge fan of your work. And that's kind of how it went down. You know, he didn't like me. He said we could have been friends, but we can't be friends now. You know, that'll happen, though. And like I said earlier, I just rub people the wrong way sometimes, you know. But, you know, and then we talked a little later, and he said I was being disrespectful. And I said, I don't think I was being disrespectful if I'm telling the truth. You know, which I guess is kind of a double-edged sword, because if you're telling the truth, but somebody doesn't like it, is it disrespectful? I don't know. But now I know, after being in WWE, seeing Bill work and stuff like that, and not necessarily seeing him work, but see the reaction he gets and seeing the draw he has, because every time he gets in front of that TV, you know, that camera, everybody's at the monitor. Everybody in the stadium standing up. Everybody's chanting Goldberg, and everybody's about it. So, like, you know, people, I can say what I want. Other people can say what I want. They want, but he's got something. He's Bill Goldberg. Like, he has an aura. That's what I think. He just has this aura, and it's something special. You know, it's not my cup of tea, but it's something special. And I think Bill appreciates me for my work. You know, I don't think I'm his cup of tea, but I think he appreciates it. And right now, I appreciate Bill for what he brings to the table. I think he's extremely talented at what he does and the character he brings to the WWE and even the movies he's done over the years.
Normally, WWE superstars are in the mood to fight, and then guys like yourself, The New Day, R-Truth come along, and you guys like to make people laugh. So have you ever gotten anybody to really break character in a backstage segment? If yes, who were you proud of, you know, making them laugh? And if you haven't, who are you looking to get to crack up because of your antics?
I get almost everybody to crack up. If you haven't worked with me and it's the first time, because I think before the camera pops on, I'm very laid back like this. And then when the camera pops, I'm like, hey, guys. Like, and I kind of get a little childish, you know, but like goofy. And I think some people can't realize the extent that I'm going at and over the topness. And I think the delivery really breaks it. Kind of like when MVP a while back said, my ideas were stupid. And I gave him the, aw. He cracked. He was like, you know. And then Randy, I made crack in the ring the other day when I gave him, I think, the scooter, and I did all that stuff. Well, I was talking about, like, get my mom cutting his sleeves off of his shirt, something like that. The things I say are pretty funny sometimes. And, you know, given the right time and the right reaction, you know, I've made multiple people. Oscar cracked up when I forgot everything. So, you know, I make people crack up all the time.
Where do you get those? Where do you get those nuances? Or do you reference anything, or do you study anything from films or TV?
You know, I look at it like this. When you're on television and you're working with people and you're in front of a camera, the bit of advice you're given is, like, you want to be yourself. This is the best way. And if you look at any actor, they usually play kind of the same role in every show, and they're themselves, but they turn it up. And maybe they turn the darker part of them up, or they turn the funnier part of them up. But it's when you're on TV or if you're on camera, you're yourself. You always are. If you try to be something you're completely not, unless you're one of the greatest actors in the world, it's not going to work. You have to play an elevated version of yourself. And once you learn how to kind of do that, it becomes natural. It's just easy. Like, I'm not thinking about what I'm doing when I'm out there. I'm reacting, you know? And I think that's the big difference between me and other people.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much to Riddle for joining us here on the Wrestling Podcast. And thank you once again to our friends over at Centaur Marketing and WWE PR for arranging those media engagements and making sure that we continue to be a part of them so we can bring you these interviews on the Wrestling Podcast. And Chino, I got to say, you had some big cojones for actually asking him about Bill Goldberg.
Hey, I was either going to ask him about Goldberg or ask him about why he doesn't wear shoes. And I figure out of both questions, mas okay na content yung Goldberg. And he was more than glad to answer it. He's a very gracious person. Kahit sabihin natin medyo goofy siya on screen, he was more than willing to answer the question, and he explained himself very well. And he says na, like he just said, walang beef between him and good old Bill. So I would believe, I am only inclined to believe nah, that is the case between them.
Akala ko you were going to ask him about Bill Goldberg or Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yung devil's lettuce.
But I'm pretty excited for whatever next interview that they are planning to give us. So, sana matuloy ang susunod na interview. Nilang matuloy, naudot lang. So, praying for the green light on that one.
Yeah, and not just that, you know, with all of these interviews that we've been very fortunate to be a part of, sana matuloy yung pag-manifest natin sa hashtag Road to Batista. So, again, yes, to all of our listeners, all of our followers, please keep tagging at Dave Batista on your Twitter. hanggang ma-block tayo, we're not
gonna
stop.
Hindi pa naman tayo binablock. I can still see his tweets, yeah. So, we can still retweet his tweets. So, we can still see everything. So, he hasn't really blocked us. Maybe he muted us, but that's about it.
Yeah. So one day we hope that we can get the animal on the podcast pretty soon, one day in the future. Now, as we wind down and get to the end of this episode, we got to let you know about another couple ways that you can support the podcast. And let's start off with your online shopping, this time over on Shopee.
All right, guys, we also have an affiliate link on Shopee. It's also coming up, the next 10/10 sale. All you got to do is use our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/W9X. podlink.co/W9X. All you got to do is use that on your mobile phone before you add to cart and check out. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast. No extra cost to you.
And another way you can support the podcast is by protecting your devices through our friends over at Norton.
Yep. All you got to do to protect your devices, as Stan said, your PC, your phone, your tablet, whatever have you, is subscribe to the full protection suite of Norton. And you can do that while supporting the podcast by using our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/I0E. podlink.co/I0E. And again, when you buy it, you help us out at no extra cost.
All right. So really simple ways for you to keep supporting the Wrestling podcast, because we really love what we do here and we love bringing it to all of you. So thank you very much to everybody who's been following us on Spotify, as well as on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. It is at Wrestling Podcast. On Twitter and TikTok, you can keep the conversation going and send us all your questions. It is at Wrestling2XPod. Now, individually, you can hit us up at RoisWar, at Gino Supersized, and at _StanC. And finally, we'll see you on Thursday for our weekly live streams on Kumu at WrestlingWrestlingPod and on Facebook.com/WrestlingWrestlingPodcast. That is Thursday nights at 7 p.m. On behalf of my co-hosts, Ro Moran and Gino Leal, my name is Stan C, saying thank you very much for tuning in to another episode. Please double mask if you can. Go register to vote. My oras pa before September ends. And please go vote next year in the 2022 elections. And if you can, go get vaccinated as well. Wrestling Podcast out.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.